This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Thursday, believe it or not, already the 8th of June is upon us. I'm Doug Steffen with the revolution on the radio called Good Day. Revolution began about 29 years ago, and here we are still pushing ahead with probing information, probing commentary, and the focus, the first part of this hour, every day, on something that I'd like to think is uniquely American. What's uniquely American? Well, there are a number of things. The laws, the regulations, prosperity, things that are really good. The things that are happening in America. Somebody said yesterday to me, oh, business is off, way off. No, it isn't. Business is actually good. There are some businesses that are slowing down, but there are a lot of other businesses that are moving together. I actually have you may have heard it earlier in the hour, I'm sorry, earlier in the day, the American Family Farmer Program, which focuses on what's going on in the smaller to medium world of our family agriculture and how the government sometimes messes things up. I would like to have no government involvement whatsoever in my farm, but there is, the reality is that the government wants to strengthen that which we are buying in America. That's what we are getting. The Trump administration sends really strange signals. Sometimes they're really very good. Sometimes they're really very bad. Where are they cutting the budget and where are they expanding? I'll give you a couple of examples of that. The first one has to do with the Buy America campaign, where the laws that are in place to require you as a taxpayer to spend money on American-made goods, that is promoting American-made goods and services. The fair trade things that are shared, the ideas between Democrats and Republicans, the money, if we're going to spend money, we ought to spend it at home and we ought to spend it promoting things that are made in America. I'm all for that. Whether it's state, municipal contracts, big federal investments, the Buy American laws that give preference to companies that are in America, in government contracts, these are really popular. That's one of the reasons I say all the time, said on Monday when we were talking about the infrastructure requirements of the new administration, if things were done well, we wouldn't have so much road work being done all the time. But in a sense, it is good for the economy. I don't think it's good for you if you're traveling. Here we have all these people on the road, and pretty much every single road is being ripped up all summer, every year. There's some part of some major highway in most every municipality that's being ripped up and repaired. And that's one of the reasons I maintain that if we did it right, we wouldn't have to be doing it. It'd be more expensive, but as far as what we have to deal with, and that's a something far away thing to deal with. Dealing right now with what is roads, infrastructure, horrible. And so the fact that the government is requiring all of these jobs to be bid by American companies, the fact that foreign companies who want the jobs underbid American companies, underbid American manufacturers, in other countries, is something that happens because of bad trade deals. The trade deals with their government procurement chapters, undermining the letter and spirit of our Buy American law and undercut American workers in manufacturing and public service sectors. The World Trade Organization is an example of that. Government Accountability Office reported that foreign firms are able to bid on more opportunities than U.S. firms. We require in our country that we give jobs to our workers, okay, and to our companies. And then overseas, we would like to, there's an example that I would use probably, or maybe a number of them, but the one that I know the best was the rebuilding of the Suez Canal, which occurred in the 1950s, I think late 50s, early 60s. And the company that did it was the Perini Corporation. Some of you may remember Perini, some of you may not. For a while, after World War II and through probably the 80s, and the reason I know so much about them is because they're headquartered here in my hometown of Framingham, Perini bid, and the work was being, all this kind of stuff, huge outfits were sort of subcontracted because Perini was huge, more huge than everybody else. So they'd go get a job, and then they'd hire a lot of local labor and a lot of local companies to work with them. But the coordination, the design, and the responsibility for building was Perini's. And there are other companies that have been doing stuff overseas. More recently, a company called McCourt has done a lot of that stuff, infrastructure work. But there are Chinese companies doing it now, not so much Russian companies, but German companies. I think there are a couple of South American companies that do this, not as well. And mostly there are European and Chinese companies that buy, that have been on these contracts, and they get them. So the world has changed. And so what we're trying to do here with our policy is to promote American business, to promote American workers. And so we're spending money in our country to require the local governments, the state governments, federal government to buy American and hire American. And so this is one of the reasons, and this is something that's fairly not new. It used to be that way. Then with administration changes, they'd say, no, we'll just bid it out to whoever the cheapest person is because that's good for us. We don't have to spend so much money. That was done during a period of time when we, by the way, incurred $2 trillion in debt. There were, you know, because of the and here's how it happens. What we are doing now, this may seem kind of confusing, but it really isn't. The bottom line is that we are buying American in our country, and then the work that's being done by American companies in other countries is being funded by the U.S. government. The foreign aid packages that countries get, USAID, investments in, let's say we give, I'm thinking of a country in Africa, where we have, quote-unquote, loaned them money or given them grants to rebuild infrastructure or build a school or roads and that kind of stuff. We do a lot of that. The American taxpayer pays for it. And there's criticism aimed. If you look at the all of the things that Trump has put in the budget on hold or asking questions about it, a lot of them are foreign programs. I've continued to keep this list. The African Development Foundation, for example, investing in Africa, that's a program that's being questioned. But now that's taken off the books because the government looked at it and said, okay, we give these countries money, and they use it to build things. And part of what we do in the requirement that comes with a grant is that you have to get American companies to do the work. So if we are giving aid to Rhodesia, let's say, in the form of building bridges and roads, then in order to do that work, the folks in that country have to use American workers and American companies to do what it is they're doing. So those sorts of things are, now that they've been scrutinized and people realize what's going on, those things, and I think it's good for America. I don't know, there are some of these things I keep harping about, the Institute of Museum and Library Services, the National Endowment for the Arts. The Inter-American Foundation is like the African Development Foundation. Same sort of thing, only in Latin America and the Caribbean. So when we give money to Jamaica, let's say, to help after a hurricane, or we give it to Haiti after the earthquake, that's fine. They take the money, but they must use it for American companies. They must hire American companies to do the work. And so in that circumstance, I think that and that's why they're reevaluating those two programs that were initially on the let's cut the budget list, because within those budgets is the aid for these regions that is used for building things, creating things, and in order to do those sorts of things, you have to hire American. And so that's how we get around the trade laws that otherwise would allow some other countries to bid on these things and to get the jobs. And I think that that's frankly a good, I think the way it's being done and reshaped to continue with those aid packages, to continue to have them required to buy American, I think that's smart, frankly. And so that's why I'm touting it here. As things change a little bit, as Trump gets used to, and so do the people in his administration, how things really work for the benefit of America. 18 past the hour.
This is Shaquille O'Neal.
And the Shaqettes.
Reminding you that anytime.
Anytime.
Is a good time.
Good time.
For the cooling, drying, fresh scent of Gold Bond powder spray. Like after the gym.
Or a crowded elevator ride.
Or golf.
Or working with farm animals.
Or a hard day's work.
Like sports casting.
You said it, ladies. Stay cool with Gold Bond powder spray.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Get to Kohl's Super Saturday. Shop early birds for dad until 1 p.m. Plus, take an extra 20% off sale prices. With an extra 20% off, a stylish watch is just $15.99. A Grand Slam golf shirt is $17.59. And an IZOD camp shirt is only $19.99. You'll get Kohl's cash, too. $10 for every $50 spent. Earn it on everything, spend it on anything. This Saturday, only at Kohl's. Flex styles, 20% off for valid June 7th through 11th. Some exclusions apply. See store at Kohl's.com for details.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers but charges a lot less. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Jeff Olson.
Studies show that our brain gets tired in about 1 to 2 hours of focused activity, so a lot of people are walking around with a tired brain.
Dr. Amit Sood is the author of the Mayo Clinic Guide to Stress-Free Living. He says giving your brain short breaks boosts efficiency and promotes creativity.
If you can capture those 3 or 5 minutes, you really get fresh.
And if shifting to a lower gear seems difficult at first, Dr. Sood offers this simple mind-quieting technique.
There's an exercise in our program. We call it FOND exercise, which is find one new detail.
Search familiar surroundings until you detect something you've never noticed. Find one new detail.
I guarantee you'll be able to find something new, and that puts you into a discovery mode. We are, by design, a curious species, and curiosity leads to creativity, and both of them are associated with sort of release of dopamine and a sense of joy.
For more information, talk with your doctor or visit mayoclinic.org.
Napa Know-How.
Why should you grab Valvoline Full Synthetic Motor Oil for $5.59 a quart at Napa? Two words. Road trip. To see the biggest ball of twine or a crater shaped like Abe Lincoln. Because if your ride isn't running strong, all you're going to see is the side of the road. Valvoline Synthetic Oil, just $5.59 a quart. That's Napa Know-How.
Napa Know-How!
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 6/30/17.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, my name is Lee, and for 10 years I've suffered from ulcerative colitis. I've taken prednisone, ibuprofen, and many other prescription drugs and never saw any improvement. I tried salmon oils and flaxseed oils, but only burped them up, and they did not seem to help. Then I learned from an acquaintance who healed her rheumatoid arthritis by using Andreas seed oils. I was so inspired to try them, I began taking Andreas flaxseed, 5-seed blend, black cumin, and coriander seed oils. In 5 months, the swelling in my hands was so reduced, I was able to see my knuckles for the first time in 5 years. I've been off all medications for 13 months, and by using only Andreas seed oils, my colitis is controlled, and the arthritis pain in my knees is also reduced, and my inflammation is zero, and so many other benefits.
A patent-pending process has been developed which results in seed oils that have virtually zero oxidation and are structurally intact. Now, the full healing power of seed oils is available to you via the Andreas seed oils. Call Synergistic Nutrition at 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Almost 24 after the hour. One of my favorite pop groups today is Coldplay. They have it. And so as many people came together for the Ariana Grande One Love concert in Manchester, there were a lot of great vibes there. Kind words for the people participating and those who had come from this place of being a victim. But apparently, all of the good vibes, not enough to cure a problem between the Manchester siblings, Liam and Noel Gallagher. I don't know that much about these two. Who's up on the Gallagher brothers?
Kara and I are both fans of Oasis. That was their band in the 90s. Yeah. They were really big, and in the 2000s. And they've since both gone solo.
Yeah.
So
right.
Liam
so
showed
like
up. Yeah, Liam showed up as a surprise, and mm-hmm. He tweeted earlier in the day that, you know, hell might freeze over, so it was kind of people were wondering if he and Noel were going to reunite on the stage in their hometown of Manchester, which would have been a massive deal. But Noel yeah. was on vacation in Italy with his family, so Liam is not happy with Noel.
Yeah, some of the texting is something we can't read on the air for the most
yeah.
part. But then Chris Martin took over the Twitter handle of the band, trying to mend the rift, saying, quote, thank you. Noel Gallagher, for giving your blessing and encouraging us to play Don't Look Back in Anger and Live Forever on Sunday. Everyone knew in advance you couldn't be there physically, so thank you for being there in spirit, for lending us those incredible songs. He added, and thank you to Liam Gallagher. That was awesome. Liam was in Germany, flew to Manchester to play at the festival. So trying to put them together. Will it work? I don't know. When egos are that out of control. Anybody who has that much anger for somebody in the family, or maybe just in general, you got to wonder what is there about these two or anybody in that circumstance that allows them and their egos to get so out of control that they can't even talk to each other? Come on.
Mm. Well, I kind of agree with Liam in this case, though, because Liam said, oh, well, you know, you couldn't get on a plane. We all got on planes. Everybody yeah. flew from around the world. You know, Coldplay was on their tour, and they got on a plane. And, yeah. no, I mean, how isn't England to Italy closer than England to Germany?
No, about the same.
So, yeah, I mean, but that's what Liam did. So I guess his point yeah. was, you know, Noel, you're on vacation. There are pictures of you on a yacht drinking rosé while the rest of us are at the concert for our hometown. So I kind of agree with yeah. Liam on this one.
Get it yeah. together.
Get it together.
Get it together. Get your blank together. Here's somebody who has her blank together, Wynonna Judd, becoming one of the most successful mainstream country artists of all time. Remember when she was on the road with her mother, the Judds? Mom's name is Naomi.
Remember when we saw her in concert at the Shatner Horse Show? That was...
It was that 2015, I think it was, Jennifer.
Last year,
she joined her husband, former Highway 101 drummer. Is it Cactus Moser? Is that how you pronounce the name? Cactus?
Of course. Wynonna needs to be married to a dude named Cactus.
A guy named Cactus, right. Album's called Wynonna and the Big Noise. A lot of blues here. The track Keeps Me Alive is now the focus of the first full-length concept video from Judd in 14 years, shot at Oakland Mansion in Murfreesboro, Tennessee, which is south of Nashville. Spotlights the work of Derek Crutch, former member of the Allman Brothers Band. Now he's got his own group. And apparently this new video has a spiritual connection to it. And that's, she's got a lot of soul, this woman, I'll tell you that. But she's had a lot of problems too, Jennifer, I think. Hasn't she?
No, she's actually had a pretty clean life.
Oh, I thought she had a couple of problems.
Yeah, her sister is the one that gets a little crazy with the politics.
Ashley.
Get a little nutty.
28 past the hour. Every day you hear another story about people being arrested on drug charges. Does that action stop drug addiction? No is the answer. And if you or a loved one have one of these, your son, your daughter, your spouse, your sibling, there is an answer, however, to fix the problem, Better Addiction Care. They are there for you. Right now, call 800-212-3607 for a free consultation. It's hard. It's very hard. The cycle of addiction is so strong. So if you're hooked and you think you can't deal with the problem, call 844-262-8658 for that free consultation. You do have choices. And for most people, insurance covers up to 100% of the cost of your treatment. This could save your life or the life of a person you care about. Better Addiction Care, 844-262-8658. Get clean and sober. Take back your life. 844-262-8658 for Better Addiction Care.
I'm KFC's extra crispy colonel, and you're the extra busy regular person who has to make dinner for a family of four. But you can shirk that responsibility because my extra crispy $20 fill-up from KFC contains 8 pieces of freshly double-breaded extra crispy chicken, 4 biscuits, 2 orders of mashed potatoes, and a side of coleslaw for just $20. That'll feed them. KFC, it's extra crispy good.
Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
The Dodge brothers weren't big on self-restraint, and thank goodness for that. Because when you're always pushing the limits, you engineer cars like the available 370-horsepower Dodge Charger with a TorqueFlite 8-speed automatic transmission. It's why Dodge is the only brand that grows as fast as it drives. One drive and you'll discover why Dodge is America's fastest-growing performance brand. Data is calculated using the latest available year-over-year retail vehicle registrations. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know. The credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Lifetime Grays 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
This is the Good Day program. I'm Doug Steffen with a focus on the election in England. I hear there's a rumor that there's a big election in England today, and here to talk about it with all of us is the number one talk host. To listen to him, he's the number one talk host in the world. I do have it on good authority he's the number one talk host in England, but I'm not sure that he'd vie for being number one in the world. But then that's just me. James Whale. Is he with us on Good Day? Good morning, good day, hello, afternoon, evening, what's going on?
Well, it's a lovely day in London. It's a very good day in the United Kingdom, apart from the fact we all voted to leave Europe, which is a huge mistake, but we'll talk about that at some other time. And it's election day. It is election day, and people go to the polls, and unlike you in America, we're not allowed to talk about it on the radio. We have to pretend.
Until after the fact. But you're allowed to talk about it here with me. You're not allowed to talk about it over there.
Yeah.
All right. So let's forget about Brexit. Yeah, let's do that. What domestic issues are resonating with voters that are listening to you?
Right. Well, mostly Brexit. But the fact is that the incumbent prime minister, a woman called Theresa May, who called the election because she thought she would have a landslide victory over the reasonably left-wing Labour Party now, who are decidedly more left-wing than they've ever been before. But here's the thing, okay, here's the thing. Lots of young people have never heard, you know, left-wing policies in their life because our two main parties, a bit like yours, have been fairly similar in many respects. So now, a lot of first-time voters, if they can be bothered to get up out of their beds today, and that is the issue, when you're young, you know how tiring it is to get up, they could make the difference. Now, Theresa May and her government, who are taking us out of Europe, much against the wishes of quite a lot of people of the United Kingdom, is not having it all our own way. Now, if the young people get up, we could have what they call a hung parliament. The Labour Party might even win. Hey, listen, you've got Donald Trump. Stranger things have happened.
Mm-hmm. That's very true. Yeah. By the way, the mayor of your fair city of London has said he wanted to cancel Trump's state visit to England. If he has anything to say about it anyway, he doesn't want to have Trump visiting anytime soon. Why is that?
Yeah, can I make, first of all, can I say one other thing? Now, I work now back on Talk Radio, where you know, I used to work before I've gone back there. The terrorist attack happened just behind the studios, and I just want America to know that London and Britain is not cowed by these mentally ill paedophiles. We are quite fine. We're going about our business. Some of the reports in some American media has annoyed this country quite a lot. Because they're saying, you know, we're living under the threat of terror. We're not at all. It is fine. In fact, the majority of people sitting having drinks in a bar half a block away from where it happened didn't know what was going on. Now, to go back to my good friend Sadiq Khan, he is the mayor of London. He is a Muslim. He's a good
friend. Right, well, hold on. Wait a minute. Just hold on for a second. Let's go back to that for a minute. We'll go back.
All right.
I want to go back to what you said about the attack in London. As well as I know that is, are you still in the same studio you were in when I last visited with you?
Absolutely, yeah.
All right, so now I know. I didn't realize you were that close to it, but you are right. My sense of from the experiences I had over there for and have had for 30, 40 years, the English, the British are very cool about things like this. But there is just give us a second on discussing the issue. By the way, apparently the British police were very quick to respond to what was going on at the attack, and they handled the aftermath very well. But this guy, or the connection to Ireland, is the only thing that we seem to have a question about here. Do you know any more about that?
Yeah, it's a very tentative thing. He lived because his parents lived in Ireland for a while. There are some pretty serious questions that the security services have to ask, because they were aware of this guy, but they didn't think he was that dangerous. How wrong could they be? Now, here's another thing. Go back to the election, right?
Yes.
The Prime Minister Theresa May, who's fighting to get re-elected today, was the Home Secretary in charge of the police and the security services. And one of the things she did while in power was cut 20,000 police officers and cut the budget of the Secret Service, although they will deny this and they will fanny around the discussion. So that has become a fairly central issue to the election as well. Who's going to keep us safest? And there's also a discussion now about arming all our police. Because the police got there and they shot these guys within 8 minutes, which is very good. But hang on, if you're running amok with a knife or a gun or even driving a car into people, 8 minutes, you could kill quite a few, couldn't you?
Yep.
If there had been a policeman with a gun on the scene, he may have been able to neutralize the person quicker. But hey, listen, that's the bridge next to the radio station, Borough Market, where it all happened as well. It's just behind the radio station. And I went into work the night they called me, you know, the couple of hours later, and I went into work. And I got into the studios quite easily, and people keeping out of the way. Some of them are still cordoned off. They're doing forensics at the moment. But London is not, and I repeat, not in lockdown.
All right, we
got
that.
You've got more chance of getting run over. Okay, going back to Sadiq Khan.
Yes, the mayor.
Yeah. Now, you know, I don't know for what reason some of you silly people in America voted for Trump. But we're not having him over here, okay? And Sadiq Khan doesn't want him over here. The vast majority of the people of the United Kingdom don't want him over here. He's an idiot. I mean, I'm telling you, he tweets like a child. And one day, he's going to get the American people into a lot of trouble, and we don't want to be associated with him. Also, if Trump was to come over here, there'd be lots of demonstrations, and we don't need the aggravation. Thank you very much indeed.
Remember, when I was there in October...
Like his wife, no one wants him. Yeah, go on.
Yeah. When I was there in, when was it? November. You're angry with me because I didn't come see you remedy that next time. The number one question that people had for me was whether I was going to vote for Donald Trump, because it was just before the election, and to sort of back up what you were just saying, the majority of people that I talked to who knew I was American said, you're not going to vote for Trump, are you? So that seems to be a consistent theme, and it was the theme even before he was elected, it would seem.
Yeah, Theresa May, of course, allowed him to hold her hand in a very patronizing way. She fawned all over him like a schoolgirl, and that didn't go down very well over here either. I mean, the only intelligent thing he said is about the Paris Accord, which, a lot of ridiculous stuff is spoken about. Climate change, but I don't think he even realized that it was perhaps something that needs to be looked at again. But that winds people up when I start talking about that, so I better leave it alone.
Yeah, but you're pretty good at
winding me up. I know. There has to be a program of education of these stupid, thick, religious idiots that you have in America there in the Midwest, the rednecks, the Rust Belt, and whatever else it's called, where the people seem to be totally oblivious to the rest of the world. They've got to get educated. Should we start sending over people to help you out in America?
I don't know. I'll take that under advisement. All right. I needed to get perspective on this. Maybe tomorrow morning we'll call you at the same time after the results of the election and see what's happened. Meanwhile, I got to scoot. So thank you for being here. Thank you for the update. Thank you for the information. And as usual, thank you for your sparkling, charming personality. It certainly has gotten better with age. Talk to you later. James Whale, who is the number one talk radio personality in England, with his overview of what is going on with regard to the election, Donald Trump's visit, and what happened last week in the terrorist attack. 44 past the hour on Good Day. In a moment, the focus on Christopher Ray that's appropriate.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Oh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Kyle is a professional dog trainer.
Sit down. Roll over. Good.
When it comes to canine obedience, he's your best friend's best friend.
Whoa, such a good girl.
And in his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
Nice work on those planks, guys. Now roll over and give me 25 push-ups. 1, 2, good. Hey, keep that caboose down.
You see, no matter who or what he trains, Kyle knows how to get results. But when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately for Kyle, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage.
I like it, people. Who wants a treat?
Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
It's time for some straight talk. The big wireless companies charge a boatload for their superior network coverage. But guess what? Straight Talk uses the same cell towers but charges a lot less. Who knew? Well, now you do. And I do. So let's do something. It's time to switch to Straight Talk. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month on America's largest, most dependable networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart.
Savings may vary. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at StraightTalk.com.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Bicycle.
Hello, it's your bike here. So about last night, sorry, I kind of just ran off with that bike thief. I just want you to know it's not anything you did. And I'm not trying to make excuses here, but I do have wheels. They roll. Anyway, hope you're insured. Also, your stolen grill says hey.
When your stuff runs off, it doesn't pay you back. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency makes getting coverage a snap. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
47 half the hour now. Good day time. Meet Christopher Wray, who is Mr. Trump's new pick to head the FBI. Judge Arthur Napolitano, is it Arthur? Andrew is here to talk about why Mr. Wray is qualified.
The president is correct about the impeccability of the credentials and the depth and breadth of his experience in the criminal justice system, and probably also the respect that FBI agents will have for him. He's on the young side. He spent a lot of time in the Justice Department, not only trying cases, but supervising cases, and in that capacity, inevitably interacted with both field agents, you know, agents that are actually out in the field investigating, and their supervisors, many of whom are now holding, because he's been out of the Justice Department for 12 years, many of whom are now holding senior positions. Chris Wray was Chris Christie's lawyer during Bridgegate, and a lot of people felt he did a great job there, but that is going to open up that wound. What did Governor Christie know, and when did he know it? That, in my view, is irrelevant to his qualifications to be director of the FBI.
All right. Very interesting that Chris Christie was the person behind the scenes that maneuvered this guy into being considered to run the FBI. I find that very interesting. Also, good news today. Those of you who are like me that love space, you'll be happy to know the president is bringing back the National Space Council, as we hear from Vice President Pence.
Under President Donald Trump, America will lead in space once again, and the world will marvel. After more than two decades from when it was disbanded, that soon President Trump will relaunch the National Space Council, and it will be my great honor as Vice President of the United States to chair the new National Space Council in Washington, D.C.
So, I mean, these guys, they're up one day and down another. That's a smart move as far as I'm concerned. I think we need to have much more involvement in working on space, NASA, that sort of thing. Because it's a great inspiration for Americans, and certainly we need that. We all need to be inspired. It's 10 minutes for the hour. I'm Doug Steffen. This is Good Day.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You could resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
A little barking and the like, barking, bumping. The love you have for your pet is underscored when we have Warren Eckstein on the program. Warren is the host of The Pet Show. Check it out at petshow.com. Been on the air. This is, I believe, is his 300th season with The Pet Show. Talks about dogs and cats once in a while. A little cow story jumps in just because of his friendship with a guy who's got cows. I don't know where that came from, but it's kind of cool. And horses. You hear the story yesterday about how horses have a sixth sense, and it's perception. They have the same five senses that other mammals have, but they're very keen when it comes to perception. I don't know if you saw, if you know, well, you probably know that because you are around big animals as well as small animals. People ask me whether cows are as perceptive as horses. I had never seen the study before about how perceptive horses are. Cows are as well, but maybe horses more so because there's more human contact. Do you think that's true, Warren?
I think all animals have a sixth sense. I think it's a little bit higher in certain animals based on their relationship with people. I think people have a sixth sense, but it's inhibited in most of us. You know, years ago I did a whole thing about, I don't want to get too deep in it, but there were three times in my life where my life was saved by a dog. I mean, three real serious times. And the bottom line was, it was the perception or the my reaction to following the dog's reaction versus my own thoughts that saved my life. So they are very instinctive. I do believe they have a sixth sense. And sometimes when in doubt, listen to your dog or cat or horse. And horses, because of the touch, horses are really sensitive to touch. And I think that's part of it also, the feeling of the person with the horse.
Yeah. All right. That's good information, good advice. All right. Speaking of advice, how about we spend some time as we get someplace in the country that's got to be warm. I haven't found it yet, but as soon as summer starts, where I am and where Victoria is, we'll need those tips for keeping your dog healthy and A-OK, because as it's getting hot, people do strange things like cut the dog's hair, which is not probably a good idea, right?
No, not a good idea at all. You know, but more importantly is that a lot of people are aware of the summertime and risks for people like sunburn, heat stroke, skin cancer, but they're unaware the same things can affect our pets, especially older pets, younger pets, and light-colored pets. For example, limited exposure to direct sunlight during the hottest part of the day can actually create problems for your dog. They don't sweat like we do. They only have sweat glands on the bottom of their feet, so they have to pant a lot. So the heat is really important. Sometimes you'll see that little dog sitting in the window barking at the mailman when he goes by. That's the dog. The sun may be coming down, heat stroke, and also sun cancer. It's a big problem, skin cancer with dogs and cats, especially light-colored dogs. My own little Chihuahua terrorist mix, Cisco, is very light-colored, and he'll go out into the porch, and he'll lie on his back, and his belly's exposed. So I have to go out there and put sunscreen on him, but only use sunscreen that's made for dogs because PABA's really not good. That's really important. And if you notice any changes in your dog, make sure you do something. But the best thing to do is stay inside, watch a movie together if it's too hot outside. And
there you
exercise.
Go.
Exercise early in the morning or late in the afternoon after the sun goes down. That's just smart advice.
Are there signs to look for skin cancer with dogs? Because I have two blonde little guys, and my Chihuahua loves the sun, and I have to force him to get out of the sun sometimes too. Is it just important to just keep checking for marks like you would on your own skin?
You would look for little marks. You'd also look for little raised bumps on the dog or the cat at the same time. That's why I'm a firm believer. You know, people joke with me because I massage my dog every day, and they say I should put on and urine massage the dog a little longer. But the bottom line is I massage my dog every day, especially when they get older, so I can feel any lumps or bumps or any discoloration on them. So that's something you'd have to have checked right away.
Yeah.
You know, skin cancer can be deadly.
All right.
Next up, a sort of sign of the times, or this time of year, not only is summertime, but it's wedding time, people getting engaged, that sort of thing. So dogs get in on this act, Warren, do they?
No, I'm old-fashioned, Doug. I'm the kind of guy, get on one knee, ask. If she says no, take it. But anyway, nowadays, a lot of guys are afraid to propose, and a lot of women are afraid to propose. And so they came out with a brand-new item. It's called a dog proposal collar. You can get it in any color you want, any size you want. And if you want to propose to your future fiancé, don't do it by yourself. Just let your dog walk into the room with this bright-colored collar that says, will you marry me? And they're selling them like crazy.
Are they?
My feeling with this is they should have a collar on the person saying, if that's the way you're proposing, no.
Right, exactly.
But it's really a legitimate thing. We were talking earlier off air about marriage and whether your dog's involved in the ceremony or not. So this is really something that's serious. I get a lot of people. I've been invited to a lot of weddings, bar mitzvahs. And the bottom line is that the dog proposal collar may be a good idea if someone's a little too shy to propose to their significant future other. I don't know. What do you think?
Ow, 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 ow.
What do you think? I just a visual of a dog walking with a collar that says, will you marry me? Just kind of.
Right.
Yeah. That's not a whole lot of creativity there.
No. Really.
About the same as writing in the sky.
But they don't have a whole lot of courage. It says to me that the guy you're going to marry, the woman you're going to marry that sends the dog in with a collar, may be someone you might not want to trust if you're in trouble in the future.
How much is that dog in the window? It's Warren Eckstein from the Pet.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.